You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
Good evening. You're listening to Current Fantasy on CIOI, The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton. The show brings you a new, live-off-the-floor, extended modular and hardware synthesizer excursion every week. I've gathered the legal limit of synths, drum machines, and sequencers allowed in a residential space and bribed the Hydro Company to let me turn them all on at the same time. Gear. The tools of the trade. When I was a kid, I loved to play on my grandparents' instruments they had around the house. My mom's folks had a piano, and my dad's parents had an organ, some guitars, harmonicas, accordions, and a hammered dulcimer. It didn't take long before I asked for something of my own. I had my sights set on a little Casio keyboard I'd seen in the Consumers Distributing catalog. I really didn't know anything about it, but it had colored buttons, LEDs above the keys, and a strange ROM cartridge that had songs you could play along with. My journey into musical gear ownership began on my birthday, 36 years ago. Right away, I was hooked, and pretty soon, I wanted to upgrade. I found another keyboard in the Eaton's catalog this time that had bigger keys, more buttons, keyboard percussion, and a section called the Digital Synthesizer, probably the first time I ever heard that word, which let you make your own sounds with a few editable parameter sliders. I had to have it. In a very Christmas story-esque way, I convinced my parents to get it for me that year, and immediately I began recording myself on two different tape decks, bouncing tracks back and forth, playing drum parts, and then keys on top of that, over and over. But I wanted more. I moved on from the department store music sections and discovered the local pro instrument shop, Murray's Music, where I basically lived for the next 2 or 3 years. They had stacks and stacks of wild-looking keyboards with crazy names like DSR 2000 and DX11. I'd make my folks take me there as often as they could so I could play those instruments and hear the otherworldly sounds they made. I wound up getting a job there the summer I turned 13, and was eventually allowed to bring gear home on the weekends, which was awesome. I was able to buy my first Pro Synth, an Ensoniq ESQ-1, and Sirius drum machine, a Yamaha RX-7, with the cash I made from that job. And on it went from there. I kept buying keyboards, guitars, amps, mixers, pianos, organs, clavinets, Fender Rhodes electric pianos, and more. I slipped away from synthesizers as I was seduced by rock and roll in my late teens, going on to spend my entire 20s and 30s playing rock keyboards around the world. When I found myself back in love with synths a few years ago, I had over 50 keyboards in my possession. Then I found modular synths, kind of a combination of synthesizers and Lego, my other obsession as a kid. I knew when I got back into synths, it was going to be messy. It's commonly known as GAS, Gear Acquisition Syndrome, and I got it bad. More on that next week. Until then, I'm Jeff Haysalt, and I'm at the controls. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're currently listening to Current Fantasy on CIOI, The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton.
Oh.
And that's it. You've been listening to Current Fantasy on CIOI, The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton. Tune in next week when I head further down the electronic rabbit hole of modular synthesizers. Same time, 11 p.m. I've been lucky enough to do some live shows over the last few months as well, but it seems that's on hold again while we try and knock back the case numbers here in Toronto. I'm still doing my regular Sunday night gig at Tonight while the weather plays ball.